Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to go to my personal website after the show. That website is AskSueLondon.com. When you're at the website, folks, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. That's on the homepage there. You'll see a video. Sign up for the newsletter. Because on there, when you sign up for that, I'm going to send you 10 inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I used in my own personal life to cope and overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. I overcame abuse, divorce, and I had a near-death experience. So those videos on there will help you to cope with what you're going through in your life. And plus, when you get the newsletter, there's lots of great stuff in there, behind-the-scenes stuff about our show and so much more good stuff and bonuses than that. So sign up for that newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. Now, we've got a great show for you today, but before we start the show, just got to check in with my dear Christopher, my wonderful friend. How are you this week?
Oh, very busy, very hot. We're moving studios, as I'm sure you know, and we're down to the nitty-gritty, so there's no more air conditioning at the old studio, and we're hoping Lauren, who you know, and I are going to stay up late tonight and hopefully get most of the technical work done, so I'm probably going to be pulling an all-nighter.
Oh, no. Well, as you're talking, you know, as you know, I'm in Canada right now, and our temperature, oh, my, it's the high 90s, almost 100 here. And just before I started the show, the little kids next door, they're 4 years old, and they want to know if I could come out and play with them and run through the sprinkler. So Ross has kindly stepped in. My husband, if y'all don't know him, Ross is my husband, and he's kindly stepped in to take our dogs out there, and they're running through the sprinkler right now. So that's what's happening here in our location right now.
Well, it's
so
very
I'll keep
warm.
Playing and you keep working. How's that?
Well, it's very hot here too, and because there's no air conditioning, it seems even hotter. I don't think we're in the 90s. We're right on the ocean here, so I think we're probably somewhere in the 80s.
Wow. Well, and did you quite the storms this week?
Last night we had a little thunder boomer, and more inland. Again, on the coast, we don't seem to get it as bad as inland does.
Yeah, well, a couple nights ago here, oh my gosh, both Ross and I were up with both our dogs, Willie and Gus. We each had a dog up and holding them and cuddling them close to us, you know, and we had to keep the TV on for noise until like from like 1 in the morning till 5:30 in the morning. So didn't get much sleep the other night, but you know what? Our puppies are like our kids and, you know, they don't like the storms and those loud noises. Mm-hmm. But you got dogs. Do they go through stuff like that in storms?
Bella gets a little scared. She likes to sleep with us anyway, and on certain nights she sleeps outside our bedroom door, and some nights she sleeps right in the bed with us. So
our guys are right in the bed with us.
And by the way, it is currently 80 degrees exactly here in Westerly.
So, it's 80? Okay.
Right.
Well, we'll send you some warmer weather down. How's that?
Sure.
Now, we've got a great show today. Have you ever experienced a family member with Alzheimer's disease?
No, but I've known people who, actually, one of my favorite school teacher who I had in the seventh grade, Ann Schwer, I know she had gone through that towards the later part of her life, and it was very, very sad, but I always loved her.
Yeah, well, you know, I know personally for us, Ross's grandmother, Grandma Susie, she had that. And I've had a lot of personal experience doing pet therapy, which at the end of the show today, you and I are going to share about that with, you know, with what Willie has done for people about that. But it really is a disease that is becoming quite common, I hate to say. And so tonight we're going to talk with a lady that her father has Alzheimer's disease, and she's going to share more about the disease with everybody, and she's going to share what she's gone through, what her dad goes through, and how she copes. So this is a great show that is going to be very informative for a lot of people and helping them cope. So I'm really excited about today's show. But before we start the show, Christopher, we haven't given a book away for a day or two or a week or two. So how about we give a book away first before we bring our guest on?
Let's do it.
Okay, so folks, the book that we're giving away is my personal story. It's called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And this is actually my personal story, my journey of overcoming Crohn's disease, having a life and death pregnancy, going through abuse, having a near-death experience, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, and learning that a husband of 16 years had a girlfriend for 14, and how I handled that, and going through divorce, and meeting Mr. Wright, my dog Rocky's replacement, also known as Ross. Would you want, Christopher, you want them to call in, and do you want them to pick it up, or you want to mail it out? What kind of caller do you want?
Well, it depends on where they are. Of course, they're always welcome to come to the radio station, which for the time being is 16 High Street, soon to be 58B High Street. And all they have to do is call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you're not in the Rhode Island or Connecticut areas, we, of course, can mail it to you, and that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So call in, and Christopher will just take that call, and we will be happy to give you a copy of the book. Christopher, anything big happening down in Westerly this weekend? Anything
well, we had the Virtue Outdoor Art Festival last weekend, and so that was very well attended. We had Hands Along the Sand. I think I told you about that on May
17th. Yeah, how was that?
That was very, very busy. We provided the sound for it. Cowboy Dan and I did, and we just went up and down the beach and set up speakers, and everybody tuned to 12:30. And last night was Hayden's birthday, to top it all off.
Oh, my gosh, that's big news.
That is big news. He's 3 years old.
Oh, I think Christopher must be.
I said he's 3 years old.
Oh, he's 3 years old? Okay,
yes.
Do you have a big birthday party for him?
We had a huge birthday. He got all kinds of toys, every toy in the book.
Daddy kind of spoils him, right?
Always. The whole family did.
That's a whole other show right there. Well, that's good. Well, I'll give him a big happy birthday hug for me. And
I will.
Sorry I missed that big event.
Well, next time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's get started for the show. So, folks, call in to win the book. And what I'm going to do now is tell you more about our guest. Our guest today is Mary Morganelli. Now, she's an amazing lady. She is an artist who always has had a passion in drawing and painting from a young age. When she was in her teens, she registered for art lessons through a mail and correspondence course and attended an art class in high school. When Mary married, her life was focused on raising a family. But while raising a family, her hopes were always there that one day she would return to painting again. And after 40 years of marriage and family, she wanted to return to painting, so Mary decided to take a refresher course to see if her talent, her art talent, was still salvageable. Now, at this time in her life, this is when her father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and Mary turned to art as a method of relaxation therapy. Now, art has the potential of healing the mind and the soul. It's also a great way to relieve mental stress, and Mary finds painting as a haven of relaxation and peace of mind to help her cope with the problem of her father's disease. Now, you can learn more about Mary at her website, marielleart.com. I'm going to spell that for you. It's marielleart.com. It's spelled again, marielleart.com. So we're going to bring Mary on, and then we're going to go to a commercial break, and then she's going to share so much information with us. So, Mary, without any further delay, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. So I'm glad to be here.
you probably thought, they're never going to stop talking, right? When am I coming on the show?
Oh, no, no, no. I enjoyed listening to both of you.
Well, I have to say that you are really amazing, and I'm so grateful that we've got you here today because...
Well, thank you very much.
Isn't it amazing how, you know, we're born with these gifts for a reason, and here you've taken this amazing talent that you have as an artist, and it's turned into a therapy for you, and now you're helping so many more people just through that therapy. It's just an incredible journey you're having.
Well, thank you. I try to do my best, anybody, you know, to help as many people as I can, especially when going through this awful disease.
Yeah,
I've had people come to me, and they want to talk to me, and just to relieve their own mind. So I really do like doing that.
Yeah, and you are really a good support. I know for me, I as you know my story, I overcame Crohn's disease, and it's the one thing that people need when it comes to disease is you have to have support. You need to, you know, talk to others, just not hold it in, but, you know, have someone to lean on and open up and get vent to and stuff like that. And you are doing that as I did it, and it's really a great thing to do to help others. But
it's very important, yes.
For sure.
To open up to others.
For sure. Now, what I want to do, Mary, is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, let's get you share more about what Alzheimer's disease is and share your story about what you've gone through with your dad. Sound good?
Okay.
So, folks, hang on to your seats. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Mary Morganelli. And we're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, we're going to help you cope with Alzheimer's disease. You can learn more about my guest at marielleart.com. And make sure that you go to my website and sign up for that free newsletter at asksuelondon.com. And if you didn't win the book tonight and you want to purchase your own copy, that book is Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And all of those details are found at asksuelondon.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
We We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Mary Morganelli. And folks, I am really proud and honored to share this show with you today. We are talking about Alzheimer's disease and how to cope with it. And we've got Mary sharing her personal journey of coping with the disease through art by, using that to help with her father having Alzheimer's disease. So before we talk about that, Christopher, I understand we have a winner for my book. Tell us who it is.
Yes, we have Samantha Bezidlo of Westerly, Rhode Island. Congratulations. And she said that she and her husband, Wayne, are going to share the book, and she's so happy that she won. She listens to WBLQ all the time.
Well, congratulations, so. Samantha.
All right.
Very, very good. So, okay, well, Chris, so let's go in now. And I think the one thing, Mary, that some people may not know is they, like Christopher said, that he had a teacher with Alzheimer's disease, and my husband, Ross's grandmother, had it. We both aren't really connected in a really deep personal way. So there's maybe other people listening that, you know, don't know what those signs are of Alzheimer's disease. Can you start off by sharing what are the warning signs to look for?
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
It's good to know because you never know yourself. It's something to look after yourself also, just in case.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, the first sign is memory loss that affects day-by-day functions.
Okay.
Second is difficulty performing familiar tasks, like your tasks, daily tasks every day.
Okay.
Problems with the language.
Okay.
Disorientation of time and place.
Okay.
Poor and decreased judgment.
Okay.
Problems with abstract thinking.
Okay.
Misplacing things. Changes in mood and behavior. Uh-huh. Changes in personality, and loss of initiative.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, from your personal experience with your father, can I just repeat those back just in case, you know, some people miss some stuff? Because I think this is important we share this, isn't it? The signs folks to watch for, the number one is memory loss that affects day-to-day function. And
right.
Number two, difficulty performing familiar tasks. Number three, problems with language. Number four, disorientation of time and place. Number five, poor or decreased judgment. Number six, problems with abstract thinking. Number six, misplacing things. Change in mood and behavior. Changes in personality. And loss of initiative. So those things that we just talked about. Now, tell us your story, your journey with your father having Alzheimer's disease. Did he have every one of these warning signs?
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Pretty well, but we didn't know anything about the Alzheimer's at that time,
okay.
And we didn't know he had it until he finally went to the doctor, and the doctor gave us the bad news.
Okay. So tell us, like, did you see a few of the signs, or did you see a few of these things? What made you go to the doctor?
Mostly the memory loss.
Okay.
And, like, he would misplace his tools. He won't know where he put them, and he would say, oh, somebody stole my tools.
Okay.
Things like that. His mood would change from happiness to sadness to angry, and my dad was never an angry person, always with a smile on his face. His personality changed. It wasn't him anymore. It was different. But not all the time, just sometimes. This is at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, when you're saying the beginning, how like, in a, what time of a period are we talking that you notice these changing? Is it, like, quickly, like, over a month you saw these changes really happen, or was it over a year?
No. Probably a year. Every case is different.
Okay.
Some people you can tell within a month or two, maybe because it's a quick Alzheimer's disease, and some of them slowly get into it. So his is a slow one, and so it was probably about a year when he's had it already when we noticed all these.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so what was your father like before he was diagnosed?
Oh, my dad, he loved life.
Okay.
He loved his home. He loved his garden. He loved dance. He loved bocce ball. He loved bocce ball. He loved this cottage, going there a weekend and just spend family time, talk to people. He talked to everybody he'd meet on the street.
Okay.
He just loved joking around. He was a comedian. Every little thing was a joke for him, you know. A man that you would never, ever think that he would get this. Never.
And then he got this, and then all these signs started coming out. So then that was what was kind of your light turning on, saying, hey, there's something not right here.
There's something not right, right?
So then, okay, so now he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. How did that make you feel? And I'm asking you this because I know we've got a lot of people listening, and they've got a family member that are just diagnosed, and they don't know how to cope with this. What are kind of some of the feelings that you experienced? Do you mind sharing that with us?
Sure. At the beginning, I thought, oh, well, he's just losing his mind a little bit, hopefully. You know, you never try to think of the worst. You always try to think of the better.
Okay.
But as the Alzheimer's progressed, it got worse and worse. Like, you go to him and says, Dad, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
You.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did not even know his own daughter, doesn't know his wife, doesn't know his kids, doesn't know anybody. Yep. And that really hurts you deep inside. Like, you have a father, but he doesn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And at what point did it take to get him to not knowing you? How long was that?
About 4 years after
he was
diagnosed.
That?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Now it's in his fifth year, and he's completely gone.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything. You ask him one question, and he answers a completely different thing. We all say, oh, yeah, it's hot outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when he found out, so you have like four years, and then he doesn't know you. And when you found out your dad has this, you have all these mixed emotions, fair to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then how did you, like, what happened in the 4 years? Like, what, I guess what I'm asking is, or having you share, is what can people expect once their family member's diagnosed? Like, what happens from the diagnosis to going through month by month kind of thing?
That's a good question. He starts off mildly, like I said.
Yeah,
okay. And you're talking to him and everything, and then all of a sudden he just kind of turns and looks at you as if, are you asking me something, or what are you asking me?
Okay.
In a way, Dad, I'm talking to you. What's going on, you know?
So you just never know then what to expect, is
no.
that fair to say?
Because at the beginning they go back and forth with their memory.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. They lose it at a time and then back, and it comes back again.
Okay, so that's very hard on the family member for sure.
Of course, because you're thinking, oh, no, it's nothing. He knows everything, you know. But otherwise, he really doesn't know. He pretends. He puts a big fake smile on his face. He pretends he knows you, but he doesn't. You ask him who you are, and he doesn't
know. Let me ask you this. When a person's at that state, they can't live alone for so many reasons, right?
Oh, yes.
What point, I know a sister-in-law of mine, her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she was really struggling, this daughter, the sister-in-law, was really struggling with how long do we keep, you know, that family member with her? How long, like, What do you answer to that? What do you say to people when they say, you know, what
each
point?
Each individual is different.
Okay.
There's Alzheimer's patients that are very aggressive. You just cannot keep them at home. They hit everybody that's around them. They get very angry. They don't know how to control their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's the other way around. He doesn't hit anybody, but he gets frustrated.
Okay.
I assume because he's just trying to remember things and he can't, so he gets frustrated.
So when a person can't look after their family member, do you know, like, can you share what are some options for the family for that person, their member?
Well, if they're in the mild case, they can stay at home with a family member if a family member is willing to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
They can also hire a nanny with experience with Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
Or there's the nursing home.
Okay.
And when a patient is really in in a state that he cannot take care of himself at all and can be aggressive, that's the best place to be, is the nursing home.
Yeah.
But even then, you're there every day anyways. You're watching him.
So. Yeah, I know. That's what was happening with, like, my husband's grandma. She was put in a nursing home, and we would go and visit her on a regular basis. Now, you mentioned about a nanny. How do you know, can you share how people would get connected to a nanny? Would they go through the Alzheimer's website to find somebody?
Oh, no.
No?
We found it through somebody else, through a connection from a hospital where they hired a nanny, and they told us where to go.
Okay, yeah. So a good support system for family members would be to
yeah. There's agencies that hire them from a board. The nanny we have, she's Philippine.
Okay.
And she's fantastic. She's so good with him. Just fantastic.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we found a real good one.
There's just so many questions in me. It's like I can't stop asking you the questions. Slow down, Sue. You're talking too quickly. You know. You know what I want to do is we're going to take another break. Show is going so fast, isn't it?
Yes.
We're going to take the break, and then when we come back, let's talk more about how, you know, if there's things that you can do to slow down the progression of the disease. Okay?
Okay.
So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Sue London on Get Inspired Radio with my guest, Mary Morganelli. We'll take that quick break, so stay tuned, and we will be right back very shortly.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Mary Morganelli with us today, folks. And we together are helping you cope with Alzheimer's disease. Now, Mary, before the break, I was saying that is there something that an individual can do to slow down the progression of the Alzheimer's disease from getting worse? Do you know? Have you heard anything about that?
I've looked it up in websites, and there's very few medication that slows down the disease at all.
Yeah.
There are some alternative medications, but all of this can be found on the Alzheimer's website.
Okay.
Alzheimer's.com.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And there's not really much. Like my dad has been given so many different medication, but nothing really helped him. I guess it would also again depend on the situation and how soon they catch the disease too. There are medications there, but
now, do you know, is this hereditary? What do you hear about that? Do you hear, is this a hereditary disease? Do you hear anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about being a hereditary disease.
No, it's just if you're. That it's just a disease you can get, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know I was on the website, the Alzheimer's, am I saying it right, alzheimers.com?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that address right? And there is a lot of great information on there.
Excellent website.
Yeah. So, folks, if you've just been, diagnosed with a family member or, you're struggling for information, go to the website because there is a lot of great information on there. Now, that leads me into asking you, Mary, the disease is very hard on family members. And let's talk now about some ways to help the family members cope. I know you talk very highly about doing artwork. That's your therapy.
Yes. I find art is a healing of mind and soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It moves you when you're creating something, when your accomplishment, when it's finished, it just moves you. I did this, oh, wow.
Yeah.
When I paint, my mind is just buried in my work, and everything around me just gets shut down.
Yeah.
That's like a therapy in itself right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I started painting just to cope with this, and I remember when I started my refresher course, we had to do this painting on a social issue, and I did this Alzheimer's painting for my dad.
Okay.
My teacher wasn't too happy. She didn't want Alzheimer's, but I said, this is what I want to do. So my painting on Alzheimer's is a very, very peaceful collage painting. It's in a blue tone, so it gives you the peace, the feeling of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And all the articles on the painting itself, like he's got a cracked egg on the top of his head, which means they are very gentle. You have to watch the way you talk to them, the way you handle them. They're very, very, very genteel.
Okay.
There's a puzzle of a house, which is all in pieces because they don't know where they're living. They don't know where to go. There's a twisted clock, which they can't have no conception of time whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a question mark, because that's all that they in their head. I guess they're asking themselves questions. What am I doing? What's happening to me? And also people around them. What's going on with this person? Why is he acting this way?
Mm-hmm.
It's all kinds of, it's so peaceful. It's got clouds as if they're using cloud nine type of thing. And there's doors with faded doors where you don't know which door to go to, which entrance is for the room you want to go, whether you want to go to sit down on the couch or whether you want to go outside. You don't know what door to take.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this picture you're talking about, this is on your website, right?
Yes, it is. It's on my website.
Tell everybody the website address again so they can go and see this.
It's mariellaart.com, mariellaart.com.
Okay, and so that is on your website, and this is what you've painted, and this didn't just turn into a painting, but you got some recognition from your teacher for that, didn't you?
I got honors at it.
Yeah.
I got a high mark. Even though she didn't want me to do it, she gave me a high mark after that.
Yeah.
And also, I have the Alzheimer's Society of York that's using it to bring awareness to the public about Alzheimer's, because it's getting to be a disease that's spreading so quickly. They're saying in a decade, there'll be about 40% of people who have Alzheimer's. Like,
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're talking about ways to cope, and one thing that I want to bring out to all you folks is that, and I do a lot of support for people with other conditions also, and the one thing that I want to say to all of you who are, you know, trying to cope with a family member with this, one thing that was said to me, and I want to pass on to you, is that it's very important that you take care of yourself. And there's a saying that when you're on the airplane, you have to put the oxygen on yourself. You know, the oxygen mask. When the plane's going down, you got to put that mask on yourself first before you can help another person. And it's so important that you need to look after yourself. So, you know, if artwork is a way to help you, if exercise is a way to help you, you know, reading a book, whatever it takes, you need to have that, you know, keeping yourself healthy, because if you don't keep yourself healthy, you're no good to anyone else. And if you don't, like, in other words, if you don't have that mask on yourself, you're not going to be able to help others. Mary, I know we talked earlier, and you said about the Alzheimer's Society, they've got like volunteer programs and different things in place. Tell us more about that, because maybe there's people listening that don't have a family member with it, but they want to get involved and help. So what are some things that people can do to volunteer and help out?
Well, they have day programs for the Alzheimer's Society, for the Alzheimer's patients, which help them cope with their disease. It's like a mentor helping them with their fine motivation of their skills and, how could I put this, help them just relieve their stress and be with others with Alzheimer's, even though a lot of them cannot communicate with each other. They look at each other and they see. It's like a therapy for them.
Okay.
Which is, it's helped my dad a lot. He goes a couple of days a week right now because he's in a stage that's it's not very good anymore. He was going 3 days, but they can't cope with him anymore because he's gone so bad.
Okay.
But at the beginning, like, once I brought him there, and when I went to pick him up, he calls me. Come on, come on, come in. Come on, come play basketball with me. Come play.
Yeah.
You know, they're happy there because they make him do activities that they like.
Yeah, and that's important. That's important. Now, for people to find where their local Alzheimer's Society support group would be, they would go to the website?
Yes. Well, the website we have up where I am is alzheimers-york.com. That's
okay.
Our website for the York region. But there is also the main website, alzheimers.com, which can also help you find one near where you live.
Okay.
And they are in desperate need of volunteers to help them out. So even if someone does not have Alzheimer's and someone wants to devote their time to help with these patients, that would be fantastic.
Now, let me ask you, we talked about what your dad was like, you know, before he had the disease, and we talked about warning signs. What is life like for your dad now?
He sits at a chair.
Yeah.
And he just stares. And he complains if you touch him. He hates his feet touched. I don't know why. He complains like he gets angry if you touch his feet. I don't know what he's got in his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess everyone is a little different. And in that case, he doesn't like his feet touched. He doesn't like his shower. Oh, it's a battle every time we have to shower him.
Mm-hmm.
It takes three people to shower him.
Wow. Okay.
So he's
in a nursing home now?
No, he's not. My mom's taking care of him.
Okay.
My mom will not put him in a nursing home. My mom and the nanny, of course.
Okay, so he never did go in a nursing home. He just went in to do those different activities, like the programs they offer.
Just the programs during the day.
Okay.
Yeah. but my mom will not put him in a nursing home. We've talked to her so many times, but she will not. She'd rather give up her life than put him in a nursing home.
It is a very hard decision to make.
Very hard.
Yeah, I mean, I know for myself, like, I know my husband, I've always said, you know, you got to live, like, till 100, because I plan on living to 100. I can't imagine my life without you, you know. So for somebody that they're still here in body, but maybe not mentally, like, you know, because of the disease, that's a hard, hard decision to make. And I think that's one
Very.
Of the that's
yes.
most difficult with this whole process, isn't it?
Is
having to make that decision. Yeah. Well,
my parents have been married for 62 years. You want to depart after 62 years?
Yeah. Wow.
I think the only way to depart is death.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is very a very difficult disease to cope with. It is hard to sit and watch a loved one have. But I think, you know, if there's advice that you could give somebody, you know, I know you turn to your artwork, and I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot. Is there something that you want to say to people, you know, how to feel or anything? Or just say, no, Sue.
Well, if you're in a situation where one of your loved ones has Alzheimer's, I know if it was me, I would cope with it as much as I can.
Yeah.
If there's a point where the person is bedridden, well, then it's hard because they're like a dead weight.
Yeah.
You cannot lift them.
Yeah.
No matter, even if they're 100 pounds, dead weight is what, 150, 200 pounds?
Yeah.
They're very, very heavy. So
yeah.
They have special equipment in the nursing home to take care of patients that cannot get out of bed. But again, like I said, it's very hard. Very hard to depart with a loved one, whether it's death or a home. And if a home, it's even worse because you know that person is there and you're here.
Yeah, for sure. Now, go ahead. I was just going to say, now, people are listening and maybe they want to talk with you. How can they connect with you after the show?
Well, I can give them my email. My email is mary@mariellaart.com.
Okay.
mary@mariellaart.com.
Okay. So, Mary, I hate to say this, but we're out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
It went fast, didn't it? Folks, if you are in a place where you want that support or you've got more questions, you know, I you didn't call in today, but, you know, you still have your questions. Don't be shy. Email Mary. She's here to help you. And if there's anything that we can do, you know, on behalf of our show or Christopher and I, don't hesitate to email us at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Mary, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. And your artwork is amazing. Folks, again, check out her artwork at mariellaart.com. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to share two very touching stories with you of a dog named Willie working miracles with those coping with Alzheimer's disease. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short commercial break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we've been talking about Alzheimer's disease and how that disease can affect families. And you were giving a lot of great information and support. And at this time, I thought that what I want to do is I want to share two personal stories with you about how our very special dog named Willie, our little Shih Tzu, you've heard me talk about him before, how he's helped people cope with Alzheimer's disease. Now, Willie, I gotta tell you, he is one very special puppy who loves to spread love everywhere he goes. And I want to tell you about an incident that we had happen while I was doing a book signing that I had no idea in that morning when I woke up what was going to unfold, but it turned out to be quite the magical day. So here's that story. So on this one particular day, I was going into Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to a Canadian bookstore chain. It was called Kohl's. And I was going in, and I was, you know, the purpose was for me to do a book signing. And while I was doing the book signing, because my books are about animals, I was talking about the healing power of pets. So I had Willie with me. Now, Willie is about a 10-pound little Shih Tzu, black and white, fits in under my arm, and he's has a very strong sense of what people need, and he helps them, you know, with their needs. So at this event, you know, I was there, I brought Willie, I had my husband Ross with me. We were talking to various people. And then as the event went on, I noticed a man and a woman. They were husband and wife. They were walking into the store. And as they were walking the store, I noticed how Willie started to pull on the leash to get to this lady. Now, I am one that when I'm doing pet therapy with my dog, and for those of you that do pet therapy, you'll understand this. The animals will pull. They'll kind of tell you what they sense, and you follow their lead. So what I did, I saw Willie pulling to get to this lady, and so I followed his lead, and I went up to this lady, and I just said, you know, my dog senses that maybe you need some pet therapy, and would you like to hold him? She looked at me, of course, a little strange, and she took Willie, who was in my arms, and she started cuddling him. And as she's cuddling him, he began licking her. Now, as he was licking her, I watched this transition happen within her. She was cuddling him. She started off being very quiet and kind of, you know, had a wall around her. Then she, you know, was holding Willie and started licking her. And then she started to break down and cry. And she looked around and she quietly whispered to me that she had a secret that she felt she needed to share with me. And then she started telling me about how her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease just a couple months earlier, and she was so embarrassed and so ashamed to tell people about her mother having this disease. And what was happening, those feelings were causing this woman to become sick, and she was very stressed, and she really wasn't coping well in her own personal life. Now, as she was sharing all these details with me, her husband was on the side talking to my husband, Ross. And her husband was sharing with Ross that how their family, when they found out, you know, about this family member with Alzheimer's, they were at their wit's end trying to get his wife to talk. talk about it, to open up, to acknowledge it, to accept it, and nothing had worked. Here they come into this bookstore where I'm in there, you know, doing a book signing and has my dog doing pet therapy, and that 10-pound little shih tzu was the answer to help her. So I'm sharing that story because if you're in that place where, you know, you just look for, you need some extra strength or courage to cope, an animal has got to be one of the best medicines that I could offer you. And, of course, you know, go to your local animal shelter, whether to adopt them or to be around them or to connect with a neighbor and be around their animal. Animals are so healing for you in so many ways, and that was the one way that helped that lady by helping her open up. Now, another story that I want to share about Willie's magic is that I shared earlier, my husband, Ross, his grandma had Alzheimer's disease, Grandma Susie. And I was finding what was happening. I knew her when it was kind of in the final stages. That's when I had come into Ross's life. And Ross would go in to visit her in the nursing home, and he'd walk in, and she would just be staring, sitting in her wheelchair. And Ross would share with me how he found it very difficult, very, very hard to go and visit her. So I thought, you know what, Willie has done a lot of miracles. We've seen our other dogs, you know, work miracles. And I thought, if anything, I would take Willie in, and that would help Ross to cope with seeing his grandma this way. And again, I was not prepared, folks, for what the miracle that unfolded. What happened was we walked into the nursing home where Grandma Susie was, and we walked in, and instantly, all these eyes from all the residents, their eyes were glued onto Willie. And, of course, he was really cute because he was only a four-month-old little shih tzu who fit in the palm of my hand. So you couldn't ask for cute or cute, right? And then all of a sudden, what happened, all the residents started coming up to Ross and I, and they were sharing all the different personality traits, their dogs' names, of all of these dogs and cats and all these different animals that they had so long ago in their years of earlier times. So it was really amazing what happened as we walked into the door. Well, then what happened, we got into Grandma Susie's room, and we went in and we saw this, you know, lifeless lady sitting in a chair. She was just staring and she wasn't speaking. And I was watching Ross. It was really hard for him. And so I went in and didn't say a word. And I just simply took Willie, and I placed Willie on the tray of Grandma's chair. And Willie, again, sensed exactly what he needed to do. And what he did was he simply just very gently put his head on her hand, and he lovingly started to lick her hand. And then what happened, within seconds of this, you know, taking place, we, and along with all the nursing home staff, watched, literally watched, as when the dog was licking her, life began to come back into Grandma's eyes, and she spoke. Now, the miracle behind this, folks, is that it had been months since this woman had spoke, and having Willie lick her and give her unconditional love gave this special lady the courage, gave her the strength, and the will to speak. Now, not long after, Grandma Susie did pass over, and during the eulogy, Ross was sharing this touching story that filled all of our hearts with great gratitude, and we were so blessed that we had those special final memories with our special, the lady in our lives. So again, if you know, going and seeing people with Alzheimer's disease, if you have a pet, take them in. It can help them in that way also. And just know that animals do truly sense what we need. And I guarantee, and from speaking from personal experience, as you've heard me say on other shows, animals do know what we need, and they give us unconditional love, they ease our pain, and they do give us the strength and the courage to keep going. So if you're struggling and looking for another way to cope, bring an animal into your life, folks. It will be very healing for you. Now, that brings our show to a close today. We've had a great show. Next week, we've got Ross Rosenberg with us, and he's going to be sharing how to get out of the emotional manipulator, codependent, and dysfunctional relationship. So on behalf of our guest, Mary Morganelli, and my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. Want to wish you all a wonderful week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation Talk Radio.